Canton police are warning that juvenile curfews will be strictly enforced during this week's Pro Football Hall of Fame festivities. Curfew starts at 9 p.m. Friday in the downtown Door, including Centennial Plaza, and at 11 p.m. along the Grand Parade Route and other areas of the city. Centennial Plaza will also have security screening, temporary fencing, and no unaccompanied minors will be allowed inside the gated area. Police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing 17-year-old from Stark County. Cameron Kaiser was last seen Friday in Hills and Dales Village. Authorities say he does not have medication needed to prevent seizures, which could become fatal. The vehicle Kaiser was driving was later found abandoned in Akron. A missing person alert has been issued for Stark and several surrounding counties, including Columbiana and Mahoning. Anyone with information is urged to call 911 or the Hills and Dales Police Department at 330-837-9346. Ohio is investing $20 million to expand high-speed internet access along the Route 30 corridor. Governor Mike DeWine and Broadband Ohio say the funding will help build a new fiber network stretching across northern Ohio through 15 counties, including Carroll, Columbiana, and Stark. The project will be built by ComNet Incorporated and is designed to make it easier for internet providers to bring reliable broadband service to homes, businesses, schools, and healthcare facilities. The network will also include a connection point serving Mansfield Air National Guard Base and the 179th Cyberspace Wing. Construction is expected to be completed within 2 years. Alliance City Council will take up several issues during tonight's meeting. Members are expected to vote on a resolution declaring the collective bargaining agreement with the Federation of United Employees as expired, rejecting a proposed successor agreement, and withdrawing the city's voluntary recognition of the union. Council will also consider waiving the residency requirement for Safety Service Director Blaine Lewis, approve funding for a new sewer vacuum truck and two police cruisers, and honor outgoing Council President Art Garns for his 10 years of leadership. A woman is accused of assaulting Canton police officers while they tried to serve an outstanding warrant. Officers responded to a home in the 1100 block of 15th Street Northwest Sunday afternoon after a call about an unwanted person. 34-year-old Ashley Dolly of Canton allegedly tried to run from officers, attempted to bite one, kicked a police cruiser, and continued to resist after being taken into custody. Investigators say they found suspected methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia during a search. Dolly was booked on the warrant and faces additional felony and misdemeanor charges, including assault, resisting arrest, and vandalism. A fund has been created to help families displaced by a Canton house explosion. Canton for All People has set up a fund to assist the four families affected by Thursday morning's blast on Bonnet Place Northeast. Donations will help provide temporary housing and eventual relocation for those who lost their homes. The explosion, which investigators believe was caused by a natural gas leak, left two men with severe burns who were taken to the Akron Children's Hospital burn unit. Awards were announced at the Greater Alliance Carnation Festival Community Luncheon Saturday. Jim and Karen Perrone received the Grand Parade Marshal Award. Patty Schaefer received the Favazzo Jeswald Founders Award. And David Williams was named Citizen of the Year. The main event is the movie at Maple Beach Park. Zootopia 2 will be shown at dusk, weather permitting. The used book sale continues at the Commons. An author event featuring Eric Litwin will begin at Maple Beach Park at 7. Tours of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell home will run from 1 to 4. The Columbiana County Land Bank is getting state money to demolish blighted properties. The land bank has been awarded $230,000 through Ohio's Building Demolition and Site Revitalization Program. The funding will pay for the removal of 20 dilapidated structures in East Liverpool, Wellsville, and Saleenville. 16 of those properties are in East Liverpool, where city officials say the demolitions will help clean up neighborhoods and create future development opportunities. East Palestine is taking another step toward normal operations following the 2023 train derailment. Village Council has given first reading to eliminate the fire department's administrative and EMS coordinator position, which was created to handle the extra workload after the disaster. According to the Morning Journal, village manager Antonio Diaz-Guy says the position was always intended to be temporary and is no longer needed as derailment-related demands have declined. U.S. Marshals are asking for the public's help in finding a man wanted on a federal drug warrant. Authorities are searching for 22-year-old Timothy Davis, who is wanted on a charge of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute drugs. He is known to spend time in the Youngstown, Akron, Cleveland, and Wheeling, West Virginia areas. Anyone with information can call 1-866-4-WANTED. Anonymous tips are accepted, and a cash reward is available. Former Schwebel Baking Company employees will have to wait as a federal judge denies a union request to force contract disputes into arbitration. The Teamsters say the company failed to provide agreed-upon benefits, including health care, pension payments, vacation, and severance. The judge cited Schwebel's receivership status in denying the request. The Youngstown plant closed last month, with 370 employees laid off at the facility. A man is dead after a house fire in Stowe Saturday night. Fire crews were called to a home in the 5200 block of Stowe Road just before 11 and found heavy fire and smoke coming from the rear of the house. Firefighters found the 46-year-old man on the second floor and pulled him out, but he died at a hospital early Sunday. He was later identified as Joe Vismeg. The cause of the fire is under investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.